This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. This week on AMI TV, we have AMI at the Movies, ladies and gentlemen, Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Rumi and I will be watching American Gangster, starring Denzel Washington. A New York City cop is charged with bringing down a Harlem drug lord, Frank Lucas. Now, his real life inspired this partly biographical film. Tune in to AMI at the Movies Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern on AMI TV, hosted by yours truly and Rumya Muthan.
All right, Kels. On Wednesdays, every other Wednesday, we like to check in with our friend Margaret Weldon. And today she's kind of giving us a prequel of our conversations next week on climate change and what we can keep in mind when it comes to the environment. So let's bring her on for In the Know.
Life's continuing changes can lead to a lot of questions. Join me, Margaret Weldon, to get your answers, and then you too will be in the know.
Margaret, specifically, you're highlighting an organization called Tree Canada. Very exciting. Are you excited to tell us about it?
I am, actually. And you know, I have to make a disclaimer, too. I chose this today purely coincidental. I didn't know you were going to do climate change next week.
Yeah. See, it's good. Yeah. It means that climate change is on your mind, which it should be on all of our minds.
Well, actually, what happened was I learned about this organization. I flip through various programs and things just to see, you know, what news items I can pick up. And there is one organization out here in Toronto, or one program, and I've really got to give them credit. Actually, it's called Things to Know TO, and they highlight all kinds of things. And
That's awesome.
So I have to thank the host, Michelle Jobin, for talking about this. And then I got on the internet and I said, yeah, this is something I think that a lot of people could get into, because there were the things I didn't know about trees.
Of course. Of course. So, okay, let's kick things off then. What is Tree Canada, and tell us about when it was created, because then we can get into the trees.
Okay. So Tree Canada is actually the largest non-profit charitable environment organization in Canada that plants trees. It's all completely run by volunteers. Now, it was created back in 1992 by Brian Mulroney, who was the Prime Minister of Canada at the time. And in the beginning, it was created, it had funding from governments. Now it relies on funding from and receives a lot of funding from corporations and schools and community groups and other types of individual sponsors. So nice. That's what that is. Yeah. Mm.
Really important and really great when you think back then, Prime Minister Mulroney thinking, hey, we need something like this. So can we talk a little bit about some of the organization's previous accomplishments, Megs?
Okay. Well, first of all, Tree Canada is almost 30 years of age, and it has planted over 83 million trees. Think about that.
That's
for a
lot.
Minute.
Yeah.
83 million trees across Canada.
Yeah.
And it's also started a lot of unique initiatives. The one program that they are very proud of is their greening school program, because they have planted trees at 700 different schoolyards across Canada as well. And the idea is they want to teach kids how to care for trees and, how to take care of trees. Mm. They've also assisted communities with planting trees, like in parks and other areas. And they've also provided municipalities, with the assistance of planting trees, because they often don't have the time or the resources to plant trees as well.
Well, and I've seen that, where you get a lot of people that come out on a Saturday, and this is the goal, to get so many trees in the ground. And I think this is where I've first heard of them assisting or being a part or running a program like that. And when you talk about, and I'm not trying to roll a pun off here, but getting in on the schoolyards, the kids to start and get that moving with them, grassroots, if you want to to say, get the young people knowing about it and saying, hey, these trees are important. The trees are great. I mean, when I was a kid, I loved going to anywhere where there was lots of trees. I love the sound, the smell. To think of the world having issues, to think of the trees having disease because of things going on, Margaret, was such a stretch.
Yes, that's right. I agree with you there. And also, you know, the other thing is, I think a lot of people don't realize how fragile trees are, like trees can be, right? If you think about the wildfires, and there's also a lot of bug infestations and a number of diseases that can kill off the number of trees. Like, you know, it's really astounding.
Yeah, it really is. And we always talk about pandemics, especially right now, of course, through the world, whether it's, you know, animals, tree, but we never really think about when trees have a disease or when they're going through their own crisis or flower or in the animal species. And these are happening daily and have for many creatures. And unfortunately, we lose lots of species of trees and everything like that because of.
Exactly. Yes, that's right.
Yeah, there's a lot to think about. It's not just what we consider, like even to think, you know, how many of us have trees in our own backyards, right? Or how many of us go out to plant trees, or what this stuff can look like. So Tree Canada, what do they hope to accomplish this year? And have they talked about what they want to do in the future?
Yes, they actually have. First of all, their overall future goal would be if they could get everybody in Canada to plant at least one tree, it would make such a difference. And this year, the organization is hoping to add to their total by planting 3 million trees across Canada.
Nice. So wonderful. Why are trees so important when it comes to climate change, Megs, and our well-being?
Oh, my goodness. And this is a lot of learning that I did, too. But trees are important for number one, they protect our wildlife. Right. You know, we hear about coyotes and different things coming out of the woodwork now, basically, and they come into ours because the wildlife is going. And what's happening is people need places to live. But when they create more places for people to live, they damage our forests. Right. Which affects our wildlife. Also, carbon dioxide is one of the most damaging greenhouse gases. And so what trees essentially do, they breathe that in, they break it down, and they release good, clean air. And not only does trees help with that kind of thing, it also trees can also lift up to 400 liters of water during floods. Wow. And they can control the water, right?
We would think of this stuff as, and again, I know people will say, well, yeah, but we need trees for so many different things in our world outside of it standing their purpose. But one of the things, we can't do anything without having air, without having it lift that water up and, you know, returning it into the air and whatever.
Well, and also this is why there's so much drought. Right. Because a lot of these floods and fires and that, they kill off the trees, right? Whereas if the trees are holding the water, they're basically controlling when it can be released. And here was also something else that's interesting too. They also help people who have anxiety or mental health disorders. If they go outside and they see a number of trees around, it seems to calm them down. I didn't know this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think like what I was saying before about the sound, about the comfort of them, you'd almost think sometimes if you go someplace and the trees are so tall, so big, and you would think, wow. But then there are parts of the world where, you know, that are above the tree line. There's not trees. People don't have that luxury that so many of us take for granted. Megs, what about the current state of Canada's urban forests?
Well, and this is sad because the Canada urban forests are constantly declining. Now, one example that the gentleman that I got the information from talked about was Winnipeg. They used to have the most clean air out there, and they used to have the thickest elm canopies. In other words, they used to have a lot of elm trees. Well, because of development over the years, they've lost about, I don't know, I think somewhere in the amount of 30% of their elm trees. So now they're having to go and replant them. But this is not the only place. We've had, you know, forest declines all across Canada. And if we don't do something now, we could lose up to 50% of our forests within the next 20 years.
Wow. Well, we feel that here in London. London was always called the Forest City, and for the longest time was very proud of the fact that you sometimes felt that you were in a city within in woods, and there was just so many trees. But as you say, Margaret, progress and urban sprawl, it changes everything. And we always boasted, and sometimes it's an inconvenience, sometimes it's so wonderful, having so many urban dwelling animals. And now with the trees, not so here, they don't have homes. They're looking for other things. They're, you know, leaving the city, and sometimes you're left with the ones that get along in cities, and some of those you don't really want. But before, it was really wonderful that these other animals had their places to go, but so many trees have been taken down.
Yes, that's right. And this is why I think you see a lot of coyotes and things today, you know, because the coyotes are, you know, usually are like to hide. They're not usually people animals. Well, I mean, unless they want their dinner now or something like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but, well, definitely. And I know London, we don't even really recognize ourselves as the Forest City anymore because it's just simply not.
No, that's right. That's right.
And I do think, too, like when we're talking about mental health and just what it takes to go out there and have walks and things like that, I feel like nature, we have to start connecting in more ways than just, oh my gosh, we're losing our trees, because there are countries and places where people come from where it has, there's such a different meaning and significance behind our trees, our wildlife, like the kind of, you know, circle, right? Like not just a food chain, but the kind of circle of life includes all this stuff where we get used to this is the new norm, or this is the norm in North America or in, you know, certain parts of the country where it's an afterthought to think about trees and to think about our grass and our greenery. And, you know, when you say, Margaret, you're giving us facts about why trees are important, and we're sitting here going, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about that. But there are places where that's not the case. You are one with nature, right? Like, yes. You know the significance that even the shade of the tree provides for you.
Oh, right. And I tell you something else. Now, I try to find positive things, you know, with negative situations. But I find now, even with the COVID pandemic, it seems to me a lot more people now are paying more attention to what's going on outside.
Of course.
I don't, you know, I don't mean just outside their doors. I mean, like outside.
Of course, because we're starting to realize the animals are coming out. The quiet feels different. The cities feel like they have more greenery. Like I myself have found trails that have been around me for years that I had no idea about, you know, just because I didn't go to explore them, but they're around. They've always been around. It's just, we don't pay attention.
Well, it sounds to me, I heard you talking about your bike ride yesterday with Danielle.
Yes.
When you were, you know, and it sounds to me like you've been doing some environmental discovery.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think it's just me, Margaret. I think, like you're saying, it's a lot of us who are doing discovery because we're starting to realize as things get quieter or we stay home and we don't have the kinds of, you know, go out and do whatever you want type feel that we're thinking, okay, what's left? It's nature. You know,
that's
the trails around us. That's what's left.
And take the dog. The dog loves the trails.
Exactly. Margaret, where can we go to learn more about Tree Canada?
Okay, you can go to the website at Tree Canada, which is T-R-E-E Canada, C-A-N-A-D-A.ca. And here you'll not only find contact information, but you'll find information about different types of trees, how to care for them. And I have to tell you, whoever put these videos together, they did some really wonderful video description. So hats off to the volunteers for that as well. Yeah. So I think, you know, if people want to take a look at trees in this organization, I think they'll be very impressed by it. I know I was. So I think there will be, and I think there's a lot more to learn. So
that's awesome. Well, thank you for bringing it to us. And really, it's nice that we're kind of kicking it off or talking a lot more about environmental awareness, because next week is going to be just like tons of content. So appreciate you bringing it up today.
Lots of fun. Have a great show, guys.
Thank you. Margaret Weldon on In the Know, and she joins us every other week on the show. But today we were talking about Tree Canada, as well as the importance of trees to our culture. Now, you said, Kels, that London is the forest city and that it's kind of changing that way. But do you remember it as such? Like, was that a personal feel for you?
Absolutely. Especially out in West London, out in Byron when I was a kid. Spent so much time in woods, but just traveling down Springbank Drive here, right next to Springbank Park. Tremendous stuff. We'll take a break, ladies and gentlemen. Up next, the Blind Square app, speaking of parks, will now be able to guide you through some trails in some parks in Alberta. Jim Crisco's here with The Scoop in a moment.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.